This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the accomplishments of the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly.
Three things: ethics reform, tort reform, and photo ID.
Unfortunately, had to encounter SJR 39, and I'm happy that our response was as effective as it was.
In all, 57 Missouri Senate bills, 81 Missouri House bills, 5 Missouri Senate concurrent resolutions, 1 Missouri House joint resolution, and 4 Missouri House concurrent resolutions were truly agreed to and finally passed. After session ended on May 13th, Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City said he had 3 priorities for the year.
We leave here today with 3 pieces of ethics legislation. If you look back at your notes in January, I said I'd like to get 1 or 2 pieces passed. We have 2 tort bills on the governor's desk, and of course, photo ID just got across the finish line.
For outgoing Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis, accomplishments can also mean those things that were stopped.
We filibustered for 39 hours on SJR 39, brought it to the attention not only of the state, but to the country. National leaders weighed in, corporate businesses weighed in. Unfortunately, we couldn't stop it in the Senate, but we did stop it in the House.
Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin adds some 300-plus bills were sent to committee in the first week of session alone.
And in case something happened halfway through, two-thirds of the way through, we'd have time for a large issue that was emergency. And frankly, the NGA in St. Louis or Second Amendment or whatever, that important members, we had time and a chance to get to those issues.
Senator Kevany points out voter ID was a compromise.
I'm very proud of the compromise that we got on voter ID. People won't be disenfranchised. Everybody that can vote today with a regular ballot can vote after this thing passes. So I'm very happy with that.
He also says he's glad expungement passed.
Give people a second chance. And I come from the banking industry. A person writes a bad check when they're 18 years old. They can't work for a bank for the rest of their life. We needed to do this, and I'm very happy with the result.
Senator Kevany does mention one of his disappointments this year comes after the legislature cuts funding to Planned Parenthood.
We're turning back millions of federal dollars to deprive Planned Parenthood of about $300,000. In my own mind, I don't understand why we take that kind of stance and deprive the citizens of the state of that kind of money.
The Missouri Senate will adjourn sine die or without day, meaning without assigning a day for further meeting or hearing, on May 30th. The last day for the governor to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature will be July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.